performing installation work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speeds, and posted signage. Until further notice, Aberdeen Street from Johnson Street to William Street remains closed for construction. And Berry Street at Queen Street remains closed long-term due to construction at 283 Queen. Also, beginning later this afternoon, from 3:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., King Street East from Plast Arms to Barrack Street will be closed for event-related parking and storage, connected to the Cure Cancer Classic event at Slush Puppy Place. Now, a look at the weather for the rest of the day. This afternoon will stay cloudy, with winds coming from the west around 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60, and a high near plus 1 degrees. The UV index is 4 or moderate. You can expect more cloudy skies later this evening, with winds easing overnight. The low will drop to around minus 6, with a wind chill near minus 9. This has been your 1 p.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. I'm Christina Laurie, and I'll catch you again at 5 p.m. for Kingston Currents with the latest local stories. Until then, stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Beat Banter!
Good morning to everyone whose go-to karaoke song is It's Oh So Quiet by Bjork. And welcome to another episode of
Beat Banter. My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
Guys, we're back.
We're back.
Do y'all hear this buzzing?
Y'all hear that?
Oh my God.
Aiden, that's always something with you.
It's always something. Guys, we're back. Should we just jump into it and play some tunes?
Yeah, play your first two songs.
I'm going to be playing What About Us by Brandy. The song is so freaking good. And I'm also going to be playing this song Yase Yase by Gabriela Olivo, who's a Canadian artist. Let's play them.
I am.
Things that you say, promises that you made. Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.
You just listened to What About Us by Brandy and Ya Se Ya Se by Gabriela Oliva on CFRC Radio.
What did I do?
What did I do?
What did I do?
Bangers.
And who showed you that song?
Yeah, actually, I found that that artist, Gabriela Oliva, through May's playlist on Spotify.
And what's May's show called?
The Mood with May. Oh my God, are we doing...
And how beautiful is May?
10 out of 10.
That's what I'm
10
saying.
10 out of 10. We me and May went to go see Animal Farm, the dance school show.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
And who did you say was fine?
Okay, we can't put this on air. Stop. But yeah, no, it was a great show. It was a great show.
Beautiful. Those are beautiful.
What else did we do this week? We went to, oh guys, the mansion closed.
Yeah, closed yesterday.
Yeah. Honestly, like a big loss for the Kingston scene, let's be honest.
Yeah, Aiden's name is gonna be in print in the wig.
Oh yeah. We interviewed with a guy from the Wig Standard and we talked to him about trying.
There was two girls in the friend group and he didn't want to talk to the girls.
He didn't talk to the girls.
He said, "What's your name?"
Right. No,
he didn't say, "What's your pronouns?" He just said, "What's your name?" So let's stop there. So let's cancel the wig, first of all.
No, it was really fun. It was good. We talked about Tronica and Patty talked about Matilde's room.
Yeah.
So if any of that gets to print, that would be crazy.
Yeah. And I tried to plug Sainsbury, but he definitely like muted his mic during that time. He's like, "I'm not entertaining like none of this. I'm not entertaining none of this."
Yeah.
The way you should have plugged Churning Butter so it could be in Kingston print, but you didn't.
Yeah, but
this is our one chance. We're dying this week.
I'm trying to be honest. I try to be honest when I speak, unlike some people. But yeah, honestly, it was so packed at the mansion. People were doing karaoke. People sang Frank Sinatra My Way. People were singing Tragically Hip. It was definitely an event.
And this one girl sang All I Ask by Adele, and she was doing the most. She's in the most. She had a beautiful voice, but Aiden was so upset.
I know.
Because
I don't
she
like
actually
when,
had a beautiful voice.
Well, I just don't like when we're doing karaoke and everyone's having a fun time, and it's like, oh, you chose that song to have like a beautiful... like moment. It's like, okay, you need to choose bangers right now, or you need to choose bangers,
and you need to sing off key. Two things I know how to do.
Exactly. Karaoke is for people who can't sing. I think. People who can sing, that's your time to be quiet during karaoke.
It's oh so quiet.
Shh.
Yeah.
Shh. I'm sorry, Sarah. What's your next two songs?
Yeah, I'll play my next song. So we talked last week. We played Jump Source. Luke Mann, Patrick Holland, and then there's two singles that came out, so we're going to play All I Could Think Of by Luke Mann, which is also a Georgia Harmer sample, which you know we love Georgia Harmer.
Mm-hmm. But before keep talking.
Yeah, and before that, I'll be playing Numbers by Mietse Kante from their new album Woof Woof Woof.
Yes.
Which is just really close to my heart, if you know, because I suffer from a condition called dog jaw, and so this album really means a lot to me.
Okay.
But yeah, Georgia Harmer on the Luke Mann song, we interviewed her. Do you think she remembers us?
So that means like our path to Luke Mann is like we have one degree of separation.
Do you know how upset Luke Berry definitely is that we are closer to Luke Mann at this point than he is?
Hey. Well, that serves Luke right for being like busy with Capstone or whatever. He's getting a haircut right now instead of listening to our show.
Oh my god.
Anyway, let's play it.
Play them.
Yeah. Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
You just listened to All I Could Think Of by Lukman, and before that, Numbers by Mietse Conte on CFRC.
Bangers. Yeah, love those songs. I love the two new Lukman singles.
Yeah. They're beautiful. And we'll be playing the other one later too. Yeah. Come on.
I know it. You know it.
And do you like the woof woof woof?
Of course. Especially because you have dog jaw. It's like very important.
I know. It's just like let's go home.
Yeah. So what should we talk about?
I officially got my tickets to a festival this summer, guys.
Yes!
I know I give off like Coachella, Oshiega, Baddie. I know that's what I give off, but I've actually never been to a music festival. The closest I've been to is Tronica, and like those are literally like dog poop. So like, you know, I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to Primavera in Porto. In Portugal. Come on, with my brother. He's never seen the money back he spent on my ticket. I will not be paying him back. But yeah, I'm going to see Fake Mink there.
Sarah is seeing Fake Mink twice this summer.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Because Palomosa is also a really cheap festival to go to. Mm-hmm. And like a pretty good lineup, like Ear, Sophie Estelle, Umru, Uri, like all people we play super often. Dylan Brady, DJ Smokey. Like it's actually really good, but like, I'm like, oh my God, I have to see Fake Mink twice. Oh my God, I have to go see Fake Mink twice this summer.
I have to
be his groupie, and I have to follow him on tour. Like, and I have to go, like, you know. And I have to get his, like, face tattooed on my back. Like, it's just, like, a lot.
It's just, like, a lot, yeah. But it happens when you go to a festival.
Yeah. And, like, yes, am I gonna shave my entire body for the Fake Mink set? Like, who knows?
I feel like he likes it unshaved, though.
I don't know about that.
Guys, I don't like this.
I think he wants, like, a design.
He wants his face in your back hair, like Carver did.
Bro, I don't got back hair like that.
Oh, don't lie. And don't lie. And that's how you know she's lying. Let me please. I'll play these next two songs, which are going to be Light by Che and Brain Fog by Slayer. These are two bangers.
Play them.
Play them. Pretty. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
check, There's no way that I feel this way, and I still ain't give an answer. No, you're losing your patience now. Hold me, I'm kind of afraid, and I'm trying to give an answer, but there's fog in the way. And I'm so sorry, but you still call me your babe. Time and time again, I kind of played in your face. And I'm so sorry, can you even look my way? Time and time again, I kind of played in your face. And I'm so sorry, she's trying to dance for me. She's tryna dance with me. What is it saying to me? What is it saying to me? I've been on the road for way too long. I don't even know how to sleep, but I love being on the road. My brain keeps drawing blanks, and it's time I used to think. There is nothing inside of my brain, but I will not try to change. So please just online. I got the racks on my mind. I got the plaques on my mind.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You just listened to Light by Che and Brain Fog by Slayer on CFRC Radio.
Beautiful. The Slayer song was beautiful.
Beautiful. I love Slayer. I wanted to play this one song off the, it's like the third track off the album, but I couldn't, off the deluxe edition, but I couldn't find like like there was so much swearing and I couldn't clean it in time. But
well, actually, like, I think the rules are changing and we're allowed to cuss on air.
Oh my, wait, didn't right? they tell you about this story? Actually, I don't know if I can talk about this on air. Wait, okay, hold on. I'll tell you after.
Okay, guys, okay. You don't get to know.
Let's
no, but
talk about,
I think we can cuss on air, right? Like, I can say anything,
no,
right?
No, stop. Let's talk about Eyes Wide Shut.
Well, actually, the last line of Eyes Wide Shut, if I say verbatim.
Stop. You can't. Don't. Like, I can't do that. Play your next song. Like.
No, okay, fine. We watched Eyes Wide Shut this week.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was such a long movie, but everyone that I know has been watching it recently.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. Tom Cruise is his little baby height. He's so tiny.
He's so
they
tiny.
Always make him walk in front of Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, to, so like, he looks like a normal height.
Yeah. And oh my God, whenever Nicole Kidman had a little laughing fit, I was like, this is what people would be like at my stand-up set. Like, literally uncontrollably laughing on the ground, like, writhing on the ground.
I was just crying because Sarah was like, this every time there's a movie that she says has bad acting, she's like, this is Lynchian. What?
Bro, and it was Lynchian. It was Lynchian. It was Epsteinian, and it was Lynchian.
It was definitely Epsteinian. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
No, I really liked the movie. I think it was good.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman is beautiful in it.
Yeah, beautiful.
And beautiful.
I think there's a lot about psychoanalysis in this. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Listen, I'm not an expert or nothing, but I'd be listening. I'd be listening. I'd be seeing the signs.
What are you talking about?
Those who know?
Those who know, no. Those who know, no.
Was there anything crazy in the movie? Well, there's a lot of crazy stuff in that movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff in the movie. Who made it again? Stanley
Kubrick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, yeah, you know.
It's definitely Kubrickian.
It's definitely Kubrickian. It's definitely Lynchian.
Buñuelian.
It's definitely like SNLian with the laughing, with the jokes.
All right, play the next song.
My next two songs will be the other Lukeman single that came out, Elk Torn, which is a banger. And then Are You Married by Detroit in Effect.
Yes, which we're going to go see on Friday.
Yeah, well, you guys are.
Yeah, Sarah's
I can't afford it.
Yeah. Well, that's because you didn't buy your ticket early. So we were early adopters.
Well, see, Aiden has a problem where he doesn't like to tell the girls about the plans because he's like, I don't want this to be like a girly
songs.
Thing.
Thank you. looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queen's Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is always open to new members, and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
You just listened to Elk Torn by Lukeman and Are You Married by Detroit in Effect on CFRC.
Are you married?
No.
Are you occupied?
No.
You have kids?
No.
How about HIV? Oh, no.
Hey, I know, guys, playing the song around Aiden was a little bit of a touchy subject for me.
No, Don't even, like...
Because I love you so much.
No, because you're pissing me off today.
See, because I sent the song to Aiden to play, and he's like, I gotta clean this first, because hearing HIV too much just, like, gets him really scared. Right? But I love you, and I'm really glad for the few weeks that we have left together.
Guys, like, Sarah's actually really, like, cutting to me today.
You literally cut me off because I was a woman. You literally cut me off. You silenced me. You live in front of everyone. You silenced.
Some
BS, like, what? Like, you got HIV?
Exactly, and now it comes out. Guys, let's talk about hospital.
Speaking of HIV, let's talk about hospital. Yeah. The Frederick Wiseman documentary. We talked about watching High School 1 and High School 2 before.
Hospital, I rewatched
with
Sarah.
It's a New York hospital.
Yes, it's, I forget the name of the hospital. Beth Israel Hospital, I think. Maybe?
Israel. What did you just say?
Not that Israel.
And literally, it's actually like, oh my God, there's this one scene where this guy, like, took something in the park, and then he goes to the hospital. He's like, I'm gonna die. Like, he's definitely just tripping. Like,
he's tripping on mescaline.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever that is.
I don't know what that is.
But they, like, induce... They induce, like, throwing up and whatever for him to get him out of his system. But he just keeps throwing up. Like, he's in a room with cops, and he's like, can you play music for me? And then he just, like, throws up
all over them. And then everyone vacates the room. The cameraman, though, is, like, still in the room. I was like, this is dedication.
I know. It smelled crazy in there. It smelled like dog surgery
in
there.
And then he just, like, he fell into his own vomit and then got back up, like, what did I do? Like,
he's, like, he's literally, like... like taking it like his hair gel, like
it's
running it through his hair is so nasty.
It's crazy, so
and
nasty.
And some of the surgery scenes are like so,
visceral.
Like it's just like it's like the exact same technology. Like they intubate people in it, and you see everything. And there's just like you can see like open heart surgery, and you see them train with like real human brain samples, and it's like most of it is like the exact same technology that they're using today, but it's just like way scarier. Like the beds when they do these surgeries and they do these consultations, imagine you're in like an entirely tile white room, but the bed is like in the middle of the room, like you're not against a wall. Like they need some feng shui in that hospital. Like it's so scary.
It really is crazy. And honestly, looking at all of his old, like, looking at Titicut Follies, which we haven't seen yet, there's a scene where they have to force feed. It's set at an insane asylum or whatever. I forget the terms that they used back in the day. But this is a documentary, right? One of the scenes is they have to put a tube down. Is that intubation?
Yeah.
But it's to force feed him. Is that what it's for?
I don't know.
Anyway,
A feeding tube.
They're putting in a feeding tube. The guy puts it in. He just grabs, no gloves, like, pig lard, starts rubbing the tube, sticks it in while he's smoking, cigarette ashes getting into the tube. The next scene, that man died from complications of that procedure.
Yeah. No, and no one in hospital was wearing any gloves at any point. And thank God that movie was in black and white. I actually don't think I've been able to watch it.
Well, you wouldn't like some of the later... I mean, he has a movie called Meat that's about a slaughterhouse.
No.
That's in black and white, though.
And see, that's why I don't eat red meat.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Exactly.
I guess I'll play my next two songs. I'm sorry. This is like a disturbing conversation, but...
Every week we're just going to have an update of like me watching a new Frederick Wiseman movie with Aiden and using up his canopy tickets.
Exactly. I love Frederick Wiseman. You guys know. All of y'all need to tap in. All of y'all need to tap in.
Okay, what's your next two songs?
I'm going to be playing Television by A.G. Cook, and I'm also going to be playing Muscle Music by Canadian Martin Bartlett. So let's hear it.
Play.
Thank you. Don't,
You just listened to Television by A.G. Cook and Muscle Music by Martin Bartlett. Guys, I love that song so much.
Guys, you didn't listen to that? Guys, you experienced that.
Enough. Sarah, what are your last two songs of the episode?
My last two songs are Punch Through the Wall by Quickly Quickly and A Future Untold by Shabaka.
Let's play them.
Play them.
just listened to I Punched Through the Wall by Quickly Quickly and A Future Untold by Shabaka on CFRC Radio. Guys, my co-host Sarah Dubay has left the studio. She's off to do her own thing. So I'm here to just talk for a little bit for like 2 minutes until our show ends. Up next, we have Basement Noise, another pre-recorded Basement Noise episode coming up. Guys, I don't know what to do when Sarah's not here. It feels like an awful time to be alive right now, but, you know, I don't know what to do. Genuinely, I don't know what to do. Should I just play with the soundboard? Should I? This has been like revolutionary technology. I did not know they had this here. Hey, back to school, everybody. What's this one? Oh, that one's not. I like that. I like that. How about girls _ scream? Oh my god, that one sounds a lot. I like the eagle. I might use the eagle more. I hope you guys like the music that we play today. I'm literally stalling until it hits 159:59 and I can play this next app, but I don't know. I don't know what to say. You've been listening to Beat Banter, the only show on TFRC Radio. We're going to be live again next week, and we'll be back after a little hiatus in Toronto. You guys should pull up to that Detroit and Effect show in Toronto. Guys, I have 20 seconds left. What should I do? I think this is proof to me that I can't do the show without Sarah. Like, Sarah is the heart and soul of the show. Anyway, enjoy this next episode. Bye!